joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at Maidstone. Alan, the result didn't go our way, but were you pleased with the performance?
I thought we dug in. I thought what a goal. I didn't think we deserved that at the end, to be honest. It's heartbreaking at times. They've got a big crowd. I thought the referee was quite leaning towards them. To be honest, I got to a lot of goal was offside. Luke Gerrard's injured, as you know. He's limping around, so we had to take our own goal kicks and stuff. And we've done ever so well to get ourselves back in the game. And I thought it was only going to be one winner. And that happens at the end, last 6 minutes, 7 minutes, was it? I reckon it was offside the goal, I've been told, but that's by and by, and that's football. And I suppose we've got to pick ourselves up for next week. But I kind of thought the effort of the lads. I just thought it was sloppy marking and sloppy at times, but good effort, yeah.
In the first half, before they scored, Luke Garrett made a great save, but do you think he was at fault for their first goal?
He was, he admits he was. He's the first one to come in, said he was. But to be fair, typical Luke, he'll admit his mistakes, unlike some. And, you know, he's first one to see it, and what can you say to that? And he's pulled a great save off, and he's played the second half through pain. Sort of players you want, really. And he done well. He had a good game, Luke.
In all likelihood, Maidstone are going to win the league now. How far behind them are we in terms of being able to get to that stage for next season, do you think?
A little bit. We are. We need, for an example, we need a good pre-season down with, and I've got to bring 3 or 4 in. And I knew that anyway. I'm not going to kid myself. And 3 or 4 players, well, you know, we're getting there. We're getting more a bit about and all that, you know. But just disappointing. I hate losing games like this year. And in a manner, we lost today in the last few minutes to a decision like that. But that's football. And yes, I do think we need to add one or two. I do need the fitness levels need to be up. And once they're up to a level we like, we'll be all right.
We started with just one up front today, Bobby Chaney. You moved Simon Huckle up front second half. Bob worked very hard in the first half. Was that down to tactics, or was that enforced on you with injury?
A bit enforced, because obviously Saheed went back to work, and the young lads, Summers and Francis and that, the young kids that come in a big game like this, to be honest. So it was a game plan to frustrate them a little bit and try to get the ball out wide. We did do it to a certain extent, but then we put Huckle up front, which was part of the plan, and I thought it worked very, very well.
The referee was having words with you at half-time, or you were having words with him as you walked off the pitch at half-time. What were you saying there?
Yeah, we made a referee again, eh? I do mind refs and they've got hard jobs and things like that. But, you know, I hate it when they actually go off over who I'm saying. I thought, you know, a couple of decisions that day were shocking, to be honest. And I think he has admitted a couple of them, so, you know.
Have you ever thought, as a tactic, of naming yourself as a sub so you can trawl the touchline and abuse the linesman?
Then exactly where I'm coming from. No, definitely, you know, it's pathetic. And but that's them and it's not us, and, you know, that's what I was probably getting at. But no, I wouldn't mind being a sub, to be honest.
Do you think that, you say the second goal might have been offside, do you think the linesman might have been decisioned by the earlier tirade of abuse you got from the Maidstone manager?
I knew Alan Walker, the manager, was his assistant manager, who was standing right next to the linesman, who named himself as a substitute. That's what we're talking about here, shouting his ear hole all the time. And obviously he's not going to give decisions, because if somebody is shouting a mate ear hole all the time, you will be, but he's got to stand up to that and tell him to sit down in his technical area, and, you know, it's pathetic.
Is that the mark of champions, though? They didn't play particularly well, but they ground out a result at the end of the day. Is that where we want to get
that's
for
where
next
we
were, season?
Yeah, just like us against Leatherhead, things like that. When you don't particularly do great, but you win the game 1-0. And then, you know, yes, we want to get it down and play. Yes, we want to be exciting. But at the same time, coming here and getting results, that's what it's all about. So that's it, you know, a little lead for us.
Looking to the game next Saturday, are you like to make any changes for next week?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I've got to give some of the lads a chance, and some of them deserve a chance, some of the young lads a chance. But was this the wrong game to put them in a game like today? And that's why we went for more formation. And like you say, I kind of fault the effort of the lads. I really can. It had a right go, and but just decisions by referees at the end cost me.
Talk about pressure for the Maidstone manager being top of the league. What about pressure for you with a big game next Friday?
Yes, I'll be into that one later, and I gather the chairman's in goal as well, so there's a bit of pressure on me playing in front of him. I want to beat them, the supporters and all that, they'll give me a bit of sticks from them, so I'll be going in with 2-footed tackles and I'll be wearing my rugby studs and watch out the supporters, here I come.